Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive. He's walking. He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding, the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap, placement, kick by Hartley, and it is. It is good! It's good! It's good! Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints are on their way to the Super Bowl.
All righty, all right. We're back, guys. Another week, another episode of The Fifth Down, brought to you by Enemy Media. I'm the captain.
I'm Tootsie.
And that guy, yeah, there we go.
Miss Mike,
all right. All right, so not a whole lot happened in the last week when it comes to football news. So we're just going thoughts. Saints released a new helmet that they'll be using this week, so... That kind of brought up a topic of what we were looking at. I mean, our idea of the best helmet and worst helmet to the NFL. I am laggy as all get out right now.
You sure are, buddy. I don't know what's going on. But we'll start. We're going to start with sharing the new helmet. So we're going to share screen. We're going to go to the tab. All right, so these are the new helmets. This is going to be an alternate helmet that they're going to be allowed to wear for a few games.
Yes.
I don't like the streak in the middle. It looks stupid. It's like a piece of wallpaper just in the middle there. It looks stupid.
It's a little fleur-de-lis.
I don't care. It still looks stupid.
Yeah, I think a gold, just a solid gold stripe down the middle would have been better than that.
Way better.
The speckled fleur-de-lis. I get what they were going for, but I think just a gold stripe would have been better. And also, they did show this setup with a with the Color Rush jerseys. There you go, right there. Doesn't look bad that way.
No.
But I think it would have been better with a blackout version. You know, black jersey, black, you know, black pants, gold lettering, you know, just to kind of even it out. I think that would have been a better
look. Oh my God, these pants are ridiculous.
Better look.
So, yeah, I like it other than the stupid stripe. So,
I mean, honestly, it's the first major redesign of the Saints have had in a helmet.
In a long time
ever. It's always been a gold helmet, fleur-de-lis. They've done some different things with the design of the fleur-de-lis in the past, but you know, this is the first one you get where you get a different color for the helmet, and things like that. So, I mean, it's a step in the right direction. We've all seen the different concept arts, out there of all the different helmets that, you know, artists come up with, and the NFL just completely ignores. Some of them are awesome. Some of them are stupid. But I think we'll share an article with you later that has some of those concept pieces.
Yes, this is the content you come here for, ladies and gentlemen. Helmets. But hey, before we get into all those helmets, oh boy. So, latest and greatest, NFL is pushing for significant suspension for Deshaun Watson.
What's significant?
Yeah, right? And this is the guy's got 26 active lawsuits, 66 different massage therapists in 17 months. I mean, you're talking about a significant problem, and
yeah.
I don't know how the NFL gets away with less than a season. At this point,
the biggest argument that's out there in Deshaun Watson's favor is, oh, you know, none of these were criminal charges, this and that, and blah, 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 blah. The problem I have with that argument is it doesn't matter at this point, right? I mean, 26 charges does not look good, regardless of what you think of him as a person, or, you know, or however you feel about it. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, honestly, the majority of that is coming from the Browns fans, because, you know, they just spent an arm and a leg and, you know, basically hocked their team on the fact that Deshaun Watson is going to be there, and losing him for that significant amount of time is going to be a huge loss for them, considering the fact that he hasn't played since last season. You know, he didn't play the season before. He had all the garbage going on. He's probably going to miss out, I'm assuming, at least this next season is probably the significant, unless they come down with an indefinite suspension, which is possible. You know, I want to say Ray Rice had an indefinite suspension and then never was able to come again. Back. So,
and he didn't even get a full like trial or anything, right?
Right, but when it came, but the video evidence against him was the problem. I mean, you know, there was evidence of him doing what he did. We're not sure
what kind of evidence they're dealing with Deshaun Watson either, because everything's ongoing. You know,
We talked about this earlier today, you and I, and it's like different suspensions for, you know, different levels of suspensions for different, let's call them NFL crimes, right? So, I mean, there's substance abuse. There's a graduating level of suspension for that. You have the domestic abuse,
But that's set, and that's the problem I have. Is they need a set suspension for this, because it's happening a lot.
Yeah.
And when it happens, it's usually brushed under the rug.
Yeah.
But when it goes public, then they have to take a harsh stance. So,
well, I mean, the biggest thing
I
have is...
I don't think the NFL would be wise to keep doing this shit and risk pissing off the
fans. The thing about
but also the feminists, like the
But they've done everything they can to piss off the fans, and the fans just going to keep coming back. I mean, we can talk about it all we want. You and I want football, so we're going to watch it regardless of what they do at this point. True. I mean, it's not going to stop us from watching football if Deshaun Watson doesn't get suspended. It might stop us from supporting the Browns franchise as a whole if they do nothing about
the fans are going to stop, that's for sure.
So what I'm saying is, even like you see this in college, right, where like the conferences doesn't levy a punishment down, but the team still does. So the Browns are caught between a rock and a hard place, right? So they went ahead and they signed this guy to this massive guaranteed contract, and that's another big issue. Is the guarantee of this contract. And, you know, what are they going to do? You know,
now his salary for this year is only $1 million.
Right.
Right. Which, you know, since the rest of his contract is guaranteed, that doesn't matter. But my whole thing was, I can't believe the NFL let this trade go through with this up in the air. Like, if I'm the Browns, and I was assured certain things, it's lawsuit time.
What kills me about the whole thing is why wasn't he put on the commissioner, list? You know, he should have been put on the list, ineligible list for this. Because, I mean, these are huge allegations, huge everything. Like, it doesn't make sense. Hold on, I'm working here. All right. It doesn't make sense that he's still eligible to play, and he's not on the exemption list, and that's probably one of the bigger issues I have with everything that's
I mean, they need to have a rule in place, and I think the owners need to get on this, that any player who's currently under investigation can't be traded. Because things can happen in between. Teams can get desperate like the Browns and make a stupid deal. Or, you know, teams like Houston can lie about what's really happening and say, oh, we didn't know about this, when you know they did, when you can know they did.
Yeah.
You know, like, they knew how bad this was. And this is where I blame the Browns, yes. But the Texans are going to be in a shitload of legal trouble when it comes out that they knew that there were more problems. and didn't disclose that. And that's their fault.
Yeah, I mean, a huge thing in this situation is that the Texans got a huge deal to get rid of him. But it's to me, it still falls on the league, not necessarily the teams. If the Browns are willing to take this guy on, even with all this crap that he has going on, that's on the Browns. That's not on the Texans for doing it. You know, the NDA stuff that they had with the Texans and finding him different massage therapists and stuff like that, I mean, they can justify doing that. Other teams do these things, right? You sign this non-disclosure agreement, so you can say that, you can't say that, hey, my client today was so-and-so from the Texans.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's just to protect the player from doing, you know, the player from being maybe disclosing an injury that's not out there or something like that. And that's what those NDAs are there to protect, not, you know, getting a happy ending, you know, but, you know, that's not what that
NDA is. I mean, that's a whole different type of injury right there.
Right.
I think so too. And it's just the NFL needs a set penalties for these things, just like they have it for performance enhancements or drugs or whatever, right? They need a set, like, hey, this is your first offense, this is this. If you do this, it's this many games. If you do this, it's this many games. You know, and it doesn't have to be a conviction, you know. But I mean, like we said many times, he can't possibly get less than Big Ben did.
No, but once again, Big Ben had one count, you know. And yes, it was dropped in criminal court. There still was a civil suit, and he was still, you know, still suspended
he had to pay up for that, I think.
I think it was 8 games, and then they reduced it to 4, if I'm not mistaken. So he still paid his, you know, for what happened, he still paid for that. And so if you go by that, 26 times 4, let's see, let me get some math here. I got a calculator because that's big numbers. That's 104 games he should be suspended for, if we're going by just that simple equation, right? So 104 divided by 17, divide that by 17, that's 6 seasons, you know, a little over 6 seasons. So, I mean, is that how they're going to do it? I mean, I don't know, but the NFL has to figure something out. They have to do something. If Goodell's going to talk about protecting the image of the Shield, protecting the image of the NFL, then the fact that he's sitting idly by while all this is taking place drives me insane. And the same thing with Alvin Kamara. You know, he punched that guy in Vegas. You know, big thing. You let him play in the Pro Bowl game knowing that this happened, right? You literally had the cops lined up at the locker room to take him out at the game when you should have did it before the game and made it where he didn't play. And then why don't we still have a suspension going down for that? You know?
Yep. Well,
as a Saints fan, I'm okay with the suspension. He deserves it. That's dumb. That's dumb crap.
That's dumb. Yeah, I mean, don't get in a fight.
You do dumb stuff. You play stupid games. You win stupid prizes. And, you know, he should get his prize. And I would just like to know as a fan that his suspension is going to come now instead of in the middle of weeks 5 through 13 where we have the murderer's row of football.
Yep. So, I mean, that's that. In other news, EA Sports is releasing in 2023 college football again.
Yeah, they talked about that a few seasons ago.
And now with the NIL, with all this other stuff, this is where the NIL shit started, right? This is where the whole debate started, was with when the players sued successfully. And rightfully, because their physicality, their stats, their height, their weight, their number, their skin color, all of that was being used in these games. They just didn't put a name on it, and they thought they could get away with it, and they had to settle. So now that we have the NIL, it makes it easier for NCAA to pay the schools and pay the players. Which, you know, if you're going to put out a freaking video game and make millions of dollars... And all you got, you know, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Who's still playing that crap? I mean, even the football, though, it's going to be the same game that they release 10 years ago from the last time they made it.
Right, but it'll now be on PS5 and, you know, Xbox, whatever. And it's going to look a lot better. So you're going to have the best looking college football game ever.
I still have Madden 11 that I throw on and play every now and then just because Drew Brees was on the cover. I mean, it just is what it is, right? I mean, it's the same game every year. You know, they charge you $60 or more for it. And the fact that people are still paying for it just drives me insane. Like, give us a $20 update and just update the rosters and let us play. You know, you don't need to do all this garbage. But,
yeah, you know. So, I mean, summer of next year, we're going to have another NCAA college football. Awesome. Yeah.
But
so there's that.
All right, so let's move on to our helmets. Come on, man.
Helmets. Okay.
This is what we came here for today. Best and worst helmets in the NFL.
Our top and
bottom five. You know, this is the fun stuff, man. This is, you know, it's not always fun. This is what we get to do. This is the fun stuff. All right, so let's start with the worst, right? So my version of the worst helmets, I'm going to start with my 32nd ranked helmet, I guess is what you can say, right? So I'm going to give that charge to the newest helmet in the NFL, and that is to the Washington Commanders, right? I mean, you just put a W on the side of your helmet. It was better with just the numbers. I kind of liked it with the numbers. It was kind of classic, old school, you know, yes. Brought you back to that old school football. I liked it better that way. You threw a number, a jacked up W on the side, and you made it something. So yeah, I got Commanders in the last place on that.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you there. I think it's dead last. And that's partially out of spite of the name is stupid as well. Just the whole thing.
We were talking about this earlier. Like, I mean,
the whole thing with Washington and their name and all this—they're just stupid. The whole thing is stupid. It's dumb.
It should have been admirals. Should have been generals.
Something.
You know, you wanted to go some kind of military. Yeah. Make it something like that. Make it the top in the military. You know, the admirals and the generals.
At least like
go
for something with a star on it. Yeah.
You know.
The commander's a Navy. It's like the lieutenant colonel of the Navy, or the colonel, you know, lieutenant colonel of the Navy. It's silly. We'll go ahead and go with that as the worst. I think next for me would probably be the Giants.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about tossing them in there.
It's just boring. It's boring. It hasn't changed in forever. Yeah. It's just the New York on this. You know, everyone's got their thing on the side, right? But I feel like the Giants just.
It doesn't just say New York. It just got the NY on the side.
It's just got NY.
In some weird looking script. Yeah, I can agree with that. But
I would also say they have the worst. They have the worst logo. Period. Like I think they have the worst logo. I think it's worse than the Commanders.
No, I'm gonna give you a worse logo in a few. It's coming up. But my next bottom helmet, I'm gonna give to the Falcons. Just because of the Falcons, y'all suck. I hate y'all. You really deserve to be the last team in this because y'all suck and I hate y'all. But I mean the Commanders was really just that bad for me. No, I mean, look, it's just kind of plain. They changed from a really cool helmet. I like the red helmet with the Falcon on it. They changed from that design when they went to the all black and stuff like that. It's just I don't particularly care for that helmet, and that's a big – yeah, that helmet. Like, it's just – it was so much better when it was the red helmet.
Yeah, the red does look better.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's just – but – you know, I don't like the team, so, you know, you get what you get.
This actually does look bad because it looks like somebody put a sticker on a black helmet.
Yeah, and then they took the helmet and then they made the Falcon into, like, the shape of an F. So we would know that it's a Falcon, you know. So, I mean, that's another thing. Cool idea, bad execution. All right, now this to me is the worst logo. And I'm gonna give it the third. And a lot of people love this helmet, and I don't know why. It's too plain, too simple. The Browns. I mean, just that orange helmet is just you got nothing on the side. Yes, it's classic. That's what y'all always had. But, I mean, yeah, there it is. I mean, it's that. It's not even a brown. Like, what's a brown? That's not a brown. That's orange.
That's an orange. Yeah.
That's an orange.
It's like that off color, like dark, not dark orange, but like, I don't know.
You know, and that's their logo, is that helmet. You know, or the little elf. I mean, but that's all right. From years past.
Yeah, I'll give that one to you. I'll give that one to you. For me, I hate the Cardinals too. Theirs is stupid. Again, this should be a red helmet with just like the white outline with the Cardinal on it. Like the white helmet with the, it just looks terrible. Any helmet that looks like you just put a sticker on a helmet, I think it's that's too basic, careful. Bitch. But
careful, careful.
It's too careful. Basic, bitch, for the NFL. It's careful. Too basic, bitch, for the NFL. Especially if it's like that. That's just ridiculously plain. Like, look all at right. that. That's freaking horrendous.
All right, so the Cardinals is your next hate.
That's my next haterade.
Okay, so give me your fourth worst helmet. That was your third. Give me your fourth.
That was my third. Let's see. I have to pick out of all of these.
There it is.
Yeah. No, this is actually not too bad.
Not that one. Scroll a little more down. Up. Not there. There it is. No, that's actually just iconic. I mean,
that's actually one of the better helmets. That's one of the better helmets.
I mean, I don't give them the credit they deserve, but yeah, that's one of the better.
That's one of the better helmets. Patriots one isn't bad either with the red face mask.
All right. Well, so since you're drawing a blank, I'm gonna give you my next one. You still owe me your third. So come on. No.
All right. No. My third would probably be Jacksonville.
Okay.
I've never liked. They can never make that logo work with the helmet, it seems.
Yeah, a few years ago they had that paint, you know, that fade paint. That was okay. I kind of like that, but then they went back to that.
And I mean, this will probably be my next one is Baltimore. Same
issue. Bird helmets, dude. The bird helmets are just problems.
They just, you can make it look better. And I mean, look, I love this $100 bill mouth guard right here. I mean, that's interesting. But, I mean, this, look, it's a basic black helmet with a black face guard. It's like, you could have, I don't know, do better. Because black and then another dark color. Yeah, no, a black and another dark color like purple. Just don't. They only go together if you're a Disney villain.
Yeah, they could have standed for like a purple helmet, kind of a matte finish. And do something different with the design for the Raven. Yes. All right. So my next one is actually going to be probably one of the old, you know, one of the oldest teams in football. I hate the Green Bay Packers helmets. That yellow with just the G on the side. I actually get it. It's been around forever.
I like them.
It's just my preference. I don't like them. I never did. It's just too, like, mustard. I don't know. It's just, ugh.
I like it because it's a different color, so that's not going to make my list. But I think your Aaron Rodgers hate is showing.
It's there, but, I mean, it's just that, I, like I said, I don't like the color scheme. It's just not there.
I mean, I don't know who else to say I don't like besides those. I'm pretty bullish on the rest of these helmets, to be honest.
Okay, well
with you.
Then I'll give you my last one. I don't like the Bears helmet. Once again, just the C on the side. Yes, the color is different, but I mean it's just that, you know, it's not a black helmet. It's a dark blue, but just the C on the side. I mean, give us a kick-ass looking bear. You know, give us.
Yeah, like why have they never something? Had a good bear? Like a good dancing bear.
I mean, right now it'd be like a little teddy, little teddy bear would be perfect for him. But I mean, give us kick-ass looking little scary bear.
Well, I mean, look, you've got. Hold on. You got the Bears. They had a bear. I remember that, right? Didn't they used to have a bear?
No. No. And if they did, go back to it. Like a bear hiking a football or something. I mean, just do something.
Well, like, hold on. Let me see if I can pull this up.
You know, I just don't like it. I think it's plain. I think it's just not a good look. I'm ready for something different from them.
Well, I mean, look, you've got... see, like, something like this. You know, like, that should be on the side of the helmet.
There you go. Throw like, that guy on the side of the helmet.
That with the C behind him would look really cool.
I mean, make something happen. Work it out. But like I said, just the C on the side, it's not my favorite. It falls in my bottom five.
Yeah, I'd have to say I'm accepting that because anything with just the letters on the side, I think is just boring.
Oh, but Green Bay, ooh.
I like it because it's a different color. It's not like a black or white helmet. It's like green and yellow.
Okay. Ugly. All right.
You hate the Packers.
I don't like their helmet. They need an update. All right. So top five. What's your number five?
Top five for me. Number five. I am going to go somewhere you don't like, and I'm going to say the Cowboys.
Okay. Like I said,
it's a classic. It's an iconic helmet. It's classic. It's the right blend of colors. It's not a boring black or a white, right? It's the silver.
This helmet here, they've done some crazy looking helmets in the past, changed the star, different color scheme, didn't really work for me. But that classic, I mean, yes, the classic Dallas Cowboy with the star on the side, that is like the epitome of just classic football helmet. Everybody loves it. You know, it's what they came when they became America's team, not the helmet they were using. Just not a fan of the team, but I'll give them props on the helmet.
All right, what's your five?
All right, so my number five is actually going to be, you need to scroll down a little bit for you. I actually really like the Dolphins helmet.
Yeah, that one is nice too.
That one. A lot of people say they like the old Dolphin with the little football helmet. But I prefer this one over that. The color scheme with their jerseys, that white just pops with their jerseys. I like
I wish the face guards were that dolphin green.
I think the orange around the star, the little sun star, think that orange would be better. But like I said, the classic white on white with their uniforms, it just pops good to me. I like the dolphin helmet. And number four. I'm going to stick in the AFC East. I really like this version of the Bills helmet. You know, that right there. I really like that one. A lot of people prefer that red helmet that they used to wear, but I think this one's a better look.
This one's much better considering the jerseys. Like, it really comes out, matches well. I do like that. It's just really good. Yeah, that's going to be too high on my list, those other ones. I'm going to go with the Bolts for my number four.
Okay. I'm looking at my list, and I realize that I like a lot of these white helmets. I have the Chargers on my top five, too, but they're not, you know, not here, not at number four.
Yeah, I like them. They're number four, I think, for me, because the Bolt is just kind of – the color scheme could be a little better, but I do like the design. I like the way it looks.
So I like the way that this looks. That's my number four. With their powder blue jersey. They have like the ultimate scheme when it comes to their jerseys and helmets.
Oh, yeah. They got some good options.
All right. So give us your number three.
Number three for me is going to be where's the Jets? There's the Jets. The Jets. I just love the color, the scheme. Their helmets have always had that it's not reflective, but like it's that cool, like.
Yeah, but I like these better than when they had their white helmet. I mean, they actually had their white helmet with the little NY Jets on the side. That was back with the, you know, butt fumble days, the Sanchez days when they were actually good. But I didn't care for those helmets then. But yes, these are really nice. That green, it's that sparkly green. It looks really good. Only thing I want to critique on that is where the football is at. It should be like a jet there, like a logo of a jet.
Yeah, maybe. I like it. I think it's a really good helmet. So that's my number three. What's yours?
All right. My number three, believe it or not, belongs to the Detroit Lions. Yeah, that current look right there. And they had subtle changes in this helmet. A lot of people didn't realize that because it's always been that leaping lion. But just recently, that little speck of white for the mouth and the eye, they added that in there. And once they did that, it just kind of brought that whole lion together.
It did. You know,
slapped that on the side of the helmet with that blue stripe with the gray. I mean, it's just a good look.
I like this one for the same reasons I like the Dallas helmet. It's definitely just – it definitely is a more unique, pops out more, is just overall better.
Yeah. And my next one I'm going to get flack for because this is another helmet that's been talked about being one of the most hated. But I don't. I like it because it's a different color. Not something you see a lot, but the Tennessee Titans. You know, if you scroll down right there, you know, I like that. The Titan logo could be a little better, but I just think on this helmet with the gray face mask, with the blue, you know, the little Titan with the little fire on the end, I like them.
Yeah, this is a good helmet. It's not my top five, but I do like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with my number three is the Rams.
Well, this is number two.
Are we on number two already?
Yeah, we're on number two. Okay, I do like this new look Ram.
Number two is the Rams helmet for me because it incorporates the logo into the whole helmet and it does it well. So this is why I firmly do love this helmet. I just hate when they wear it with those piss white jerseys. They look like the cat just peed on them and you put it on. Those are ugly. They need to go away. Like, or at least just be relegated to practice. Like, do not wear those anymore, Rams. They are horrible.
Yeah, yeah. They forgot to use bleach when they were cleaning their jersey. All right. Your number one helmet.
Number one helmet. This one was a little tough for me to admit. But it's the Tampa. The pewter. I've always loved how it pops, what it looks like. It's just a really great helmet.
Yeah. And I like the pewter.
And the Vikings is also up there for me. That could have easily made the top five. Because, again, you incorporate the logo very well into the helmet. But I've always loved the pewter with the giant buccaneer on the side. I think it just looks really good. Overall, it's my favorite helmet. That's not a Saints helmet, but... I gotta be honest, it's it looks even better, but that's my number one helmet.
I can't say it's a bad helmet because I do like it also, but like I said, I couldn't put it in my top five due to the fact that it was the there was no earthquake. I'm sorry, I just accidentally kicked my camera. it's the fact that they're in the NFC South and I just can't do that. My number one helmet is the Chargers helmet. That white with that blue and yellow, it just pops. I mean, I'm sorry. That's my favorite right there. It's just so good. And then when you throw that with their powder blue jerseys, I mean, that's the best setup the NFL has right now until they bring back the creamsicle Bucks jerseys this season.
Yeah, whenever that happens. that's our favorite ones. Guys, if y'all want to throw some honorable mentions in the comments, look, I like the Colts helmet too. You know,
it's classic. Kemple.
And I was going to say the Bengals, but.
Yeah, you notice we did put the Saints in there because we agreed not to throw the Saints up in the top because that's just us. But, I mean, as fans of the team, that helmet, like I said, it's been steady from day one. With that classic goal with the black fleur-de-lis. I mean, yes, they've done different designs on it, but it's always been the same. And it's classic. You see it, you know, when you see that helmet, you know the team you're looking at, you know.
Well, look, before we go, guys, we're going to share one more thing with you. We came across this. I'll put it in the show notes, too. You know, the NFL and these teams, they spend thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars on these designs, right? And I just it amazes me to see when somebody comes up with something really cool. This is from 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, it's funny that you said thousands because it's actually millions. And I think that the Commanders spent millions of dollars to come up with what they came up with. I mean, that's just.
I'll definitely say it's tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars for these designers, right? That they pay. But look, here's this guy. Ted Hyman, he came up with all these. They're amazing.
That's an awesome Rams jersey.
The Bengals, it does a good job of and almost all of these, it's just an amazing integration of the logo into the helmet. And to me, that's what you're talking about the jet.
That jet on that color helmet is just, that would be amazing.
Look at the Titans one. Look at this Titans one. Like, that's amazing, right?
Yeah.
I love this Saints one. I love this Saints one with a fiery passion. Like, I've seen
better concept helmets for the Saints.
Would you take that over the black one we just got?
Like I said, I don't know if I would take this one over that one. I just wish they would, instead of the fleur-de-lis dots going along the top,
it would have been
a solid gold stripe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like our classic fleur-de-lis on there, the Cardinals.
This is a great Cardinals one. This would only be a little bit better is if they could move that back a little bit so you could get the Cardinal eye like right above the temple.
Actually, if you just take and you put an eye in the middle of the visor, right? Like draw an eye on the visor.
Yeah, like
that would incorporate that into the helmet, the black with the red definitely. Cardinal. Yeah, that would be a good look. They made the best helmet better to me on that one.
Colts. Falcons. Ugh,
still hate it. It's back to that classic red. That's a badass lion helmet, man.
That is really good.
You know,
I feel like maybe they should have done the white outline for the lion, but Texans, really cool. Cleveland, again, that's the challenge, right? What do you do when your logo is just an orange-brown helmet?
Yeah, but they actually gave you a brown helmet. See, they gave you two setups for Cleveland right there. I actually prefer the second one over the first one.
Yeah, the second one is much better. Baltimore, that's kind of cool because it's got, like, the checkered stripe down here.
Yeah, from the Maryland flag, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love the Carolina one. That one's sweet. Nice. Very good.
The color on it is good.
I basically have looked at none of these until we did this. Minnesota Vikings. That one's cool. The braid is awesome.
Yeah.
Throwback to the Nordic. Now, see, this is a good Giants.
Yeah, but they still can't do anything with it, right? I mean, it's still just the NY on the side of a helmet. I mean,
your New York football Giants.
Well, it's going to be that's the Bills.
That's the Bills. That's not bad. I think of them, this is probably the one I dislike the most, but it's still good.
Yeah.
The Dolphin looks... Oh, it's like it's swimming. Look at this.
Yeah. I like the Dolphin helmets.
Okay. Anything is better for Washington, but this is great.
But it's got supposed to be back with the Redskins, so... This is an older article, if I'm not mistaken. I believe I looked at these before.
Yeah, I don't care. That still looks better. Leave the feathers, right? That's still a cool design.
Oh, and here's their new one. Ugh.
That one's not bad for the Chiefs.
See, the Chiefs is another helmet that I don't really care for. It's just classic. But
yeah. But I mean, they are a nostalgic franchise, so
it's very simple. But yeah, I like that a little bit better. The Eagles is not a whole lot of difference there. They just kind of did a little bit something with the wings, and it kind of just makes it
pop. a little better color, makes it pop a little more. That one's like sweet with the Broncos. Absolutely,
I like that one. Yeah,
Seattle. Ugh. Again, similar, but
I hate that neon. I don't like that one either.
Come on. I like the actually the 49ers helmets the way it is now. I really do like it. The Raiders one is pretty cool. Yeah. Very cool. It's got the old school feel to it. There's your bears.
Slap a bear on the side of the helmet. It makes it so much better.
There's another bear.
That one's even better. All right. Steelers.
Oh, that one looks good. Yes. Yes. Oh, beautiful. That one looks a little more like a motorcycle helmet, but whatever. There's your Green Bay.
Ugh. I like that a little better.
I like it because it keeps the classic G in the color scheme. Oh, the old Patriots logo. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the Patriot. Yeah. All right. Is that it? We do all 32. No, there's your buck.
Tampa?
That's badass.
That one is really cool, actually. No flag, just skull and crossbones.
That's badass.
All right. That looks good. That looks better. So, yeah, that's all of them.
That was it, yeah.
All right, guys. And with that, Podcat has made an appearance. Say hello, Podcat.
Say hello.
But I mean, the NFL has so much they could do with these. They have the money. They have the ability to. Each team can come out with a new helmet every week, you know, just for the fans, do something. You know, we do like the classic looks. Some of them are great. Some of them need an update. Some of those concept designs could work really well. I'm excited about this year because each team gets to add a second helmet to their current lineup. You know, in the years past, they made them use the same helmet no matter what. So if the Bucks brought back the creamsicle, they had to wear the pewter helmet. So now they actually get to bring back the old pewter creamsicle jerseys, all of that good stuff. So, you know, we get to look forward to that this season, and, you know, some different designs on helmets throughout the NFL this year. So, it does sound like this was a stupid topic, but it is topical because they are doing different helmets this year.
Well, you got to do a stupid episode every once in a while. It's a slow sports news week for NFL.
You know,
so
that's what we got. You know, thank you guys for joining us. If catch this on the replay, you know, type in your comments. We'll check back and see what you got going on. Tell us the helmet that you think is your favorite helmet and the one that you believe is your worst. Remember to go on and like, share, subscribe, do everything else. Help us get this thing out there.
For those of you guys on the podcast, go ahead and check the show notes because that's where these articles will be that we referenced. Hopefully we can it's going to be a weird one to listen to be honest with you. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, check it out on Facebook. It'll be better. I mean, you have to look at us, but I mean, you know, at least you get to see what we were talking about. So, all right, guys, that's all we got. You know, thanks for being here. Like I said, like, share, subscribe, and check you out. Deuces.